This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A fight for the very soul of California's Democratic Party is underway this weekend.
And one of the things about the Democratic Party, and I've spent my whole adult life running campaigns in the Democratic Party, is that, as Will Rogers once said many years ago, we're not an organized political party, we're Democrats. So this is going to be a messy fight.
Ah, the kids, they grow up so fast. Our celebrity bald eagles of Big Bear are about to take flight.
They usually spend the next 5 years out adventuring and finding a place they want a nest and finding a mate, and in 5 years they'll have their own nest.
Welcome to the How Does a Short Week Feel Like It Was a Damn Year edition of the LA Local for Friday, May 30th, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. Anyone else joining me and like barely crawling across the finish line this week? Sheesh. Coming up on today's Local, we watch them grow from hatchlings to teenagers, and now they're getting ready to leave the nest. An update on our celebrity bald eagle couple and their growing babies. California Democrats gather for their convention this weekend facing political headwinds, and your guide to getting out and about on this muggy and warm weekend. And it's a packed couple of days. There's a lot going around Southern California on the brink of summer. But we start with that loving and committed couple of crazy eagles, Jackie and Shadow, and their eaglets, Sunny and Gizmo. How do you say it's kind of a slow news day without outright calling it a sleepy Friday? You lead your local news podcast with an update on the Eagles. Obviously, in all seriousness, even I, a jaded and cynical fellow who usually rolls his eyes at pop culture fads, have been taken in by the Nest camera up in Big Bear following Jackie, Shadow, and their babies. If nothing else, I'm invested because here's a married couple trying to raise their young kids and making it work. Kids can stress out a marriage, so kudos to Jackie and Shadow for staying committed to each other throughout this whole ordeal. Alas, a transition is in the works for the Bald Eagle family. Our Karen Adams explains.
They're not chicks anymore, but they still have lots to learn from their parents, Jackie and Shadow.
They've been fed everything, and, you know, it brought to them. They have no idea where to find those fish. And so Jackie and Shadow will follow them around for a couple of months and make sure that they're getting food, you know, show them how to do the fishing, how to steal food, basically, from others.
And while all of that's going on, Sandy Steers with Friends of Big Bear Valley, which runs the Eagle Cam up there, says we could still see Sunny and Gizmo.
Sometimes, usually, they come back to the nest during that time on occasion, and we'll just have to see if Sunny and Gizmo decide to do that.
After that, they're off, but we can look forward to Jackie and Shadow possibly giving us more chicks to fall in love with in January.
Just wait until Sunny and Gizmo can't get jobs after college, and then they move back into the nest, just as Jackie and Shadow are starting to appreciate their literal empty nest. See what I did there? Then those eaglets won't be so cute anymore, I'll tell you. From a lovely eagle family to what could be a family feud among California Democrats, the Golden State's ruling party is gathering in Anaheim this weekend for their convention. It's a very interesting time for Democrats here. Yes, they remain dominant in state politics, and Dems aren't likely to lose control of the state legislature or the governor's mansion anytime soon. But there are storm clouds on the horizon, and the 2024 election results really drove home that point. California largely shifted to the right last November. Donald Trump won the major suburbs of California cities. He badly beat up Kamala Harris in California's rural areas, and Harris also way underperformed in the big cities. Are Democrats picking up these bright red warning signs? I had a very philosophical talk about all of it with veteran Democratic political strategist Derry Schrager. The headline from this initially, before we've actually heard any of the speeches or seen any of the possible protests that break out there, et cetera, is that perhaps the two biggest names in among the California Democratic Party, in Kamala Harris and Governor Gavin Newsom, will not be there. This is not the first time that big Democratic acolytes have skipped this convention. They don't seem to get much in the way of long-term political damage from this. So certainly the calculation here is that the downside is greater than any potential benefit from showing up there. What are you hearing about their notable absences?
I'm not at all surprised that that Governor Newsom and former Vice President Harris are not going to show. You know, I've been in this business a long, long time. And when I first started, party conventions played a very different role than they do now. Going back in time, the party convention was held to pick the nominees for various offices, who got on the ballot for governor or who got on the ballot for senator or any other major office was determined at the convention. And over the years, that process has changed completely. The nominees for the parties are now picked in primaries directly by the voters. So the convention is really, at this point, sort of a social gathering of the most active Democrats in the state. Gavin Newsom and Kamala Harris are very, very well known to everybody who's going to be at that convention in Anaheim. They're known quantities. So if you look at it from their point of view, you know, if I was advising either one, I'd say, not sure there's much reason for you to be there.
Yeah. I want to get back to the convention itself specifically in a second, but pull back on the state of the California Democratic Party. What do you think about, I'm guessing you've followed along the abundance debate, which is a book written by Derek Thompson, Ezra Klein, and it argues that liberals should take a ambitious, build everything, build quickly, build efficiently, address these issues quickly kind of approach. Now, I'm grossly generalizing the point of the book,
sure.
But it's really set off an interesting debate among Democrats and even more left-leaning parts of the party that want to slow down those things, that want to put in more environmental regulations, a more review process on things like building affordable housing. And the epicenter of this entire debate seems to be here in California, which is notoriously, infamously slow, you know, in getting anything built. Your thoughts on all that and how it applies to here, politics here in California?
I don't think there's any question at this point that in California, projects, without even defining which projects we're talking about, just projects in general, building housing, building factories, get tied up in an incredible amount of red tape. I mean, that's just true. And you can argue it either way. You can say that in California, we're very proud of the fact that we protect our workers. A good example would be the LA City Council increasing the minimum wage for hotel workers at LAX to $30 an hour, which the hotels are obviously arguing is going to cause them terrible economic hardship. That's just an example. And this is certainly going to come to the fore in rebuilding after the Eden and Palisades fires. So on the one hand, we're very protective of our environment, but I don't think there's any question that doing business in California is cumbersome.
So back to the politics of it all, Newsom has made a lot of noise. It seems to be that an actual practical effect of him rolling back regulations and putting the kind of abundance agenda into actual pragmatic action is slower. He's going to need the cooperation of his fellow Democrats to do that. But you hear Newsom talking a lot like this. We've got to build faster. We've got to address these things. Do you think that they follow through? Do you think that Newsom's successor, whoever that might be after next year, adopts that and that kind of hard left, slow everything down, abundance of regulations over abundance of building, is that in California's future?
It's a fundamental fight. I mean, it's fascinating if you can step back and you know, leave emotion out of this. The build more quickly versus build more slowly fight is just so fundamental to the future of the state and really of the human race. And it's not as though there's a right or wrong answer. I mean, there are consequences to which choice is made, but we're going to have to acknowledge that we have to make those choices, and we're going to have to make them hoping that the choice we make is the best one. I mean, does California need to build more? Well, arguably it does. We're way short on affordable housing. It's just brutal. It's terrible. On the other hand, do we as residents of this planet need to do our part to slow climate change? Absolutely. And how you reconcile those things is very difficult. That's why we have the elected political system that we have, for this to get duked out in the legislature and with the governor or the president. There's no clear-cut answers. It's a big fight. Now, obviously, one question is, where do the Democrats come out on that? And one of the things about the Democratic Party, and I've spent my whole adult life running campaigns in the Democratic Party, is that, as Will Rogers once said many years ago, we're not an organized political party, we're Democrats. So this is going to be a messy fight. There's no way around it. It's going to be messy. I don't know who's going to win. I really don't know who's going to win. But what's at stake here is not just the future of the Democratic Party in California or nationally, but what we're going to look like, what we're going to be dealing with in the decades to come. I mean, that may sound silly, but it really, the stakes are that high.
That's a great quote. I don't know if I knew that. We're not an organized political party. We're Democrats.
Yeah.
It was admittedly a good line. Just again, to leave you with some perspective on all this, Donald Trump increased his share of votes in 45 out of 58 California counties from 2020 to 2024. Adapt or die, Democrats. Let's go out on a fun note this week. Our girl Natalie Tavidian has a full rundown of a very busy Southern California weekend of happenings.
Kick off the weekend in Magnolia Park in Burbank, where the streets come alive for Food Truck Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. West Magnolia Boulevard between Hollywood Way and Catalina Street will turn into a culinary block party, with trucks serving up everything from street tacos to gourmet sliders and sweet treats. Come hungry, bring your appetite for adventure. Happening all weekend, Phineas and Ferb Ice Cream Truck Tour, rolling through L.A. with free ice cream sandwiches and popsicles until June 8th. Catch the truck at hotspots like Santa Monica Pier, Manhattan Beach, Runway Plaza, and Studio City Farmers Market. It's a nostalgic, playful treat for fans. On Saturday, downtown Golden Hour lights up the Level 8 rooftop at Moxie Hotel from 2 to 8 p.m. Dive into the subculture vibe with DJs Tara Brooks, Patrick Catch, and RBL spinning deep house beats with skyline views and poolside cocktails. Kick off the summer in style aboard a yacht with Drafted's summer kickoff singles party in Long Beach. Boarding starts at 11 a.m., sailing promptly at 12:30. It's 3 hours of sun, sea, nonstop fun. Enjoy an open bar, light bites, a live DJ, spinning top hits as you cruise the sparkling harbor. Get ready to dance, mingle, and make some unforgettable summer memories on the water.
Newport, 70
Back on
years.
Land, the Newport Beach Jazz Festival brings smooth vibe to the Back Bay Amphitheater on Saturday and Sunday, with two stages, an international food court, a vendor village, and stunning bay views. It's an intimate music experience, perfect for jazz lovers and beach fans alike.
Their goal? Win $250,000. But hidden
in West Hollywood on Saturday, the Abbey hosts a one-day-only pop-up inspired by peacocks, the traders. Expect drag brunch vibes, themed cocktails, special guests, fun photo ops, all celebrating Pride Month. Opening Sunday downtown, Latina Fest takes over Gloria Molina Grand Park from 11 to 6. Celebrate Latina culture with music, dance, workshops, keynote speakers, a cocktail garden. This SoCal weekend is packed. Get out there, soak it all in, and make some beautiful memories. We'll see you around town. I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Okay, two thoughts. The first is that boat event sounds pretty cool, but a boat and an open bar combination doesn't sound great. And the other thing is the Phineas and Ferb ice cream truck. That really warms my heart. When my kids were little, they absolutely loved that show. And now, much like Gizmo and Sunny, they are spreading their wings and leaving the nest. Like how we brought it full circle? This has been the LA Local for Friday, May 30th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy of Family Dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. The next time we meet, my lovely LA Local listeners, it'll be June. Time really and truly does fly. Ah, there's that full circle again. Have a fantastic weekend. Be well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.